This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club. It's been a long time since the Sixers have picked in the lottery, and we had to start looking at all these different college guys and deciding which one we want. And we thought, who better to give us some insight on those players and more than Phil Martelli. Phil, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for including me.
Of course. So, Coach, like, before we get into the players, what about just, I guess, your just general, like, overview of where you see the Sixers situation right now? You know, we've had a lot of conversation about maybe turning the page to whatever's next, still trying to light a fire under this. When you're just looking at the Sixers, what do you see?
That's a really good question. I just think when you're so incomplete, whether it's McCain's injury or Embiid's lack of availability, Paul George getting hurt, I just think you have to say, what is this? And if you said to me, would you run it back? I would run it back. I don't know that there's a player out there, and I don't know enough about the trades. Their new assistant GM will be on top of it, though. You can be sure to that.
Yeah, I know you approve of that hire.
They'll make sure things go straight. I think in that league, it's really building a new team each year. And I don't know that last year's team really had any kind of continuity to be judged. And obviously everybody will then say, well, then blow it up. And blow it up and do what? With whom? You know, Maxey wore down with the burden that he had to carry all year. I think that league is truly about having older players and guys who fit together. Can Paul George play with Embiid? I have no idea, and I don't think anybody out there has any idea if they can play together, because they didn't. And then you throw Maxey into the mix. It's a tough spot, though. I mean, it is clearly a tough spot, because everybody that is so passionate about 76er basketball has been through, you know, call it what it was, the process or the rebuild or however you want to term it. You have a guy that won a world championship on the sideline. You have a guy that was the MVP. There has to be something there. And I know it's hard to say, well, let's see it without changing it. Who are you going to get? You're going to get Giannis? You know, these pipe dreams of getting Giannis with, well, these trades, and I I really would. I would run it back.
So we get the number three pick last night. I mean, what a moment in a night where we could have lost the pick completely. But I guess before we get to three, it seems like, well, there's consensus at Cooper Flagg at one, and it seems like there's some consensus with Dylan Harper at two. What do you think of those two guys?
Well, I think the marvel with Cooper Flagg is this. He should be going to prom, right? He should be going to high school graduation. He classed up at a time, you know, some would say, well, he wanted to be the clear number one. Well, he was clearly a number one and withstood any challenges at Duke. Broom at Auburn maybe was in the conversation for National Player of the Year. He was able to take his team to the Final Four along with other gifted guys. I mean, whether they're going to have four guys drafted in the first round. So this wasn't the loaves and the fishes coaching job there. It was managing talent, which is hard enough to do. Flag is different. And I don't have a concern about Dylan Harper because of his DNA and how hard he works at the game. But just for a moment, if people could pause, somewhere on the checklist with him is his team did not make the NCAA tournament. Ace Bailey's team did not make the NCAA tournament. And we're well aware around here in Philadelphia, I hope, of a guy that was the number one. Maybe he was number one, I don't remember. But his team didn't make the NCAA tournament, and he was a must-have after 1 year at LSU. How'd that work out?
Right.
Not good.
You're talking about Ben Simmons. And by the way, not to forget Markelle Fultz, yeah, also Markelle a number Fultz, one, way, and yeah. His team, I think, was under 500.
Like, college basketball obviously has changed in that it's older because you had this collision course of the COVID year. Forget NIL. It's pay for play. We had pay for play, the COVID year, and availability to transfer. This was an older year in college basketball. And I know they're both gifted. I saw Ace Bailey maybe two summers ago or three summers ago going into his senior year in high school. He dominated. He dominated a USA basketball tryout. That's the best of the best playing at the best, not some of this Mickey Mouse stuff with high school all-star games or even summer basketball. When they go to USA basketball, that's where you get a true evaluation of, like, what's the pecking order here? Ace Bailey was head and shoulders above everybody who was at that time a college freshman and a rising college high school senior. So it's there. Does a guy like that fit, or Dylan Harper fit? I don't know enough about that league, to be honest with you, but I do know, like, on their resume is did not make the NCAA tournament as a freshman.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thing you bring up, because I was going to ask you about it, and we talk about it all the time, is how can you have... You know, I have a lot of Rutgers fans in my life, and they're pushing Ace. You got to take Ace Bailey, and I just go back to, well, they had two top five picks, and they couldn't even be 500, and they talked to me about how bad the rest of the team was, and I'm like, okay, but still, you know, it is a, I don't know if it's a red flag, but it's certainly a yellow.
It raises your antennas.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of the other. Oh, go ahead. I'm
Something to think about there though is. Was that a byproduct of available funds? You know what I mean? Like, what were they attempting? And I'm not disparaging anybody. I'm just saying, were they trying to stay under a salary cap when you had to pay these two, you know, exorbitant fees for these two kids? And this is the thing that really irks me. Those two kids were rented for 35 games. How is that right? How can anybody in college basketball say, yeah, well, that's the way it is? It may be the way it is, but it's not the way it has to be. But that's a rant for another time.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's – I think if you were to ask everybody, do you think college players should be able to make money off of their names, I think all of us would say yes.
And
but I don't think any of us imagined that it would end up like this, you know? And
absolutely, positively. And they came out with this idea, and here's what they did. They put you at the top of the hill. They said, get in the car and get to the bottom of the hill, and it's going to be unbelievable when you get to the bottom of the hill. But we want to tell you something. Your car has no brakes and no seatbelts. Good luck.
Right. Coach Phil Martelli with us. Phil, just one other guy I'd like to ask you about. We've heard a lot about Vijay Edgecombe from Baylor, who is really your prototypical two guard, you know. What do you think of that guy?
I'm going to go back to when he was coming through the ranks and you were watching him, and I try to close my eyes and say, well, who is he like? Who is he like in that league? And not just a roster guy. Look, they're all extraordinary. To make that league, you well know, they have to be absolutely extraordinary. But to be in a situation where a guy coming to the Sixers and you're going to say, look, we collective Philadelphia basketball fans cannot go through this again. And of all of these guys, Edgecombe, me, looks like that NBA two guard. You're absolutely right. He's got toughness, and I'm following some of this on the combine, like his supposedly out of world experience today was his vertical leap. Now I don't know how that matches up to like going into the garden, either garden. Either Madison Square or Boston Garden. I don't know how that measures up, you know, like how we measure these guys. How about being a basketball player? Is he a basketball player? He is, and he's a bucket getter, which I think separates you in that league.
Well, watching some of the highlights, I can tell you that vertical leap happens in the games because I see him jumping over guys to dunk on them. So, I don't think it's just a combine thing. Coach,
go ahead. Interesting about that. I've always thought about this, like these unbelievable dunks. They only show up with the rarest of guys in the NBA. Because you know what? There's a man standing down there who's going to go like, nah, not today.
Right.
You're not going to get me.
Last thing, Coach, and you mentioned it earlier, the Sixers promoted Jameer Nelson to assistant GM today. Now, what's it like for you to not just coach a guy through a successful college career, see him have an entire successful NBA career, and now move on to what looks to be the beginning of a successful, executive career? You must be proud. What's it like for you to see Jameer's entire life sort of evolve like that?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It makes me, it gives me chills often when I talk to him and the way that, and we're talking like every 3 or 4 days, and like all of those things. Yes, extraordinary player, Mount Rushmore of college players in Philadelphia, 14 years in the pros, and and now he takes this path. And, you know, he came along and they said to him, we'll figure out how you're going to do this in the G League. And he did, and he's the general manager. And isn't it ironic that 2 years ago they won the G League with Jameer Nelson as their general manager? Chester High won a state championship. Why? Jameer Nelson was on the court. We were the number one team in the country. Why? Because we had Jameer and the others didn't. Now he's the GM. So choose your path. Choose your path. And always remember, like, this is a young guy from Curlin Street in Chester. And of all of the things that he's done professionally, the most extraordinary thing about Jameer Nelson that we should all follow is he is a remarkable father. A remarkable father.
Coach, we really appreciate your time. It'll be interesting to see what the Sixers do, whether they take somebody at three, whether they trade it, whatever they do. But it'll be fun looking at college players again to see which one will be on the Sixers. We really appreciate your time today.
Thanks for including me. Means
yes, of course.
Thank
Coach.
You.
Yep. Coach Phil Martelli. Jameer Nelson is awesome.
Yeah.
As a player.
He always has been. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's always been a very... Like, I can't speak to him as a father, of course, Phil Martelli can.
Sure.
But as a guy, when you see him, he's always a good man. But, like, yep. As a player, and we know he's a fantastic college player. I love him as an NBA player. He was on those Orlando teams that were awesome. I don't know. He makes me think of a time in basketball. Like, he's one of those guys that I associate with that era of the NBA.
Yeah, listen, we got to watch Jameer come up through those ranks of high school and then go to St. Joe's and – the remarkable run they went on, he and Delonte West, those guys. Was it a Carroll kid?
Yeah, Pat Carroll.
Yeah, Pat Carroll. Yeah.
He beat me in the DeCamera free throw shooting contest.
Right. Didn't he miss any?
Dude, he went 50 for 50.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yes. So that St. Joe's team certainly captured the hearts of the country. And us being here in Philadelphia, watching them do what they did, coming up short, making it to the Final Four. But they made it to the Elite Eight, I believe they did.
Lost to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, yep. Lost Lucas, right? Lost to John Lucas and them. Young John Lucas.
Still more fun than the two Nova teams.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know about that, but okay.
215?
Yes.
Well, I feel like there was something about the St. Joe's team that sort of swept up the city during the season that I don't
agree.
Remember.
They were more of a... Although they were good all year.
Well, they were,
the number one team in the country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think everybody sort of got into that. I don't know if it's because they're in the city, maybe, but...
I think that was part of it.
It was part of it. I think everybody... Those Villanova, the tournament runs were awesome, but there was something about that season of St. Joe's that I felt like everybody got into.
Man, and everybody remembers the team, so that's how you know it had that impact.
Yep. Dude, we had St. Joe's, Smarty Jones. I mean, not a bad...
And the Eagles. Don't forget about us.
We'll never forget about the Eagles. But the other thing besides the Eagles... I know, I got to put the disclaimer out. The Eagles are the number one team in the city. We also had the opening of CBP and Randy Wolf and Bobby Abreu. No, I'm just kidding. But like, I love that 04 Hawks 20 years ago.
Now, Jameer, it's awesome that he's now with the Sixers as an assistant general manager. And you know he's going to be a general manager.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, you know he's going to be a GM at some point.
Well, who knows if it's here, but, you know, Elton Brand took his – Elton Brand's staying here this year, but he was mentioned as a candidate for the Hawks job.
Yeah.
And Elton Brand will be a GM in the next couple of years. And maybe – who knows? Maybe Jameer Nelson's opportunity to be GM is here.
Paying his dues, man.
Yep.
Paying his dues.
It's good to see Morey surround himself with some basketball people.
He does. He does. He always talks about how valuable Elton is. And by the way, Elton was GM of the G League as well.
Well, I mean, Elton Brand did pick Tyrese Maxey.
All right.
I forgot.
But if Tyrese Maxey wasn't good, who would have picked him?
Daryl Morey.
That's right. Okay. 215-592-9494. Al in Uptown, you're on WIP. What's up, Al?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's up, Al?
What up, Al?
Oh, man, I can't. I'm complaining. So as I sat there and listened to Phil Martelli, He kind of like dampened my hopes of what I was thinking, but I still think that if we're unable to trade up to get Flag, then
well, we're not doing that. Yeah.
Hold on, Maxey.
Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
Yeah.
If we're unable to trade up and get Flag, then I kind of still want to get Bailey because I think that if you surround him with the talent that's on our roster. He would eventually evolve into something special. The kid's still growing, and what I've seen when he played, he was pretty good. I mean, not even just pretty good. He was pretty dominant in a lot of the games that he played in. And, yeah, I get the whole, you know, Ben Simmons comp, but he's not Ben Simmons. He's just not. I'm sorry.
Well, they didn't make the tournament. That's where the comp came.
Yeah, the comp is that they both played for college teams that should have been better.
Yeah, I agree with that. I honestly do agree with that. I thought that they would make the tournament, but, you know, they went like almost, what, 500? Which, yeah. You know, that ain't it. But
Well, let me ask you this, Al. What happens if, and I'll throw this to you two as well, what happens if San Antonio takes Ace Bailey?
Then the Sixers, I think, take Dellen Harper.
And have another short guard?
That's what I'm saying, another guard?
You figure it out.
I don't want Harper. I don't want Harper's son. I want the other kid that Phil was talking about.
EJ. VJ.
Edgecombe.
Yeah.
Or Trey Johnson.
If Bailey's not on there, then I'll take Edgecombe.
And by the way, Dellen Harper's not a small guard. Like, he's a guard.
He's 6'7".
Hey, in my eyes, he looks
6'7". Okay. Well, they got him listed as 6'6" here.
Yeah, okay, right. There you go.
He's a big guard.
Okay. Yeah, he's a Drew Holiday-sized guard, not a maxi-sized guard.
He might be Harden, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He looks 6'5" to me.
All right.
Okay.
I also had – is it okay for me to talk a little Eagles?
Yeah, go on, always. They're the number one team in the city.
Two-time champs, defending champs.
Yep, sorry, not allowed.
That's right. And Jack and Spike are NFL simps. I'll throw that out there.
What does that mean?
No, I think that that schedule, I like all the primetime games. I'm becoming a big fan of it. I like my 1 o'clock games because it gives me a chance to have peace in the house. The kids get to rally around and actually watch the game with me. But those night games, man, it's something about – like, I just keep thinking about, like, when they played, like, Baltimore at night. It was just, like, something special about that. Mm-hmm. And I really can't wait to see this season. I think Jalen Hurts is going to improve greatly this season. Mm-hmm. He only throws 20 times a game. Well, if he throws 20 times a game and he's averaging 250 to, you know, 275 yards.
He wasn't.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I would, too, but he wasn't.
No, I'm saying this year. This year.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Because everything I've heard, you know, I know some people that that know that are kind of close to a situation. He's been throwing like every week, every a lot since the Super Bowl. So
quarterbacks throwing.
No, I mean, right, you said wild quarterbacks throwing, but there are quarterbacks sitting at home not doing anything. You know,
I agree.
I mean?
We don't know that.
I think we could all agree, Al. That we think Jalen Hurts is working hard this offseason.
Yes.
He's one guy we have no doubt about. Yep.
Yeah, I think that if he just makes incremental changes to, you know, his throwing motion and stuff like that and just processing, I think that he'll be much better. Sure. And I'm excited to see that because I really think that he's going to take that next step. And our offense will lead our defense and we'll probably go back to the Super Bowl and probably win.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, Al.
My outlandish guy the guy that's out there, Orlando Brown. Uncontested.
Orlando Brown.
Y'all know who Orlando Brown is?
Yeah, he's in That's So Raven.
Yeah, that is your time.
Yeah, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know Orlando Brown.
No, you're right.
That's So Raven.
That's how you know him. Yes.
That's how I remember him.
I don't think. What would I know Orlando Brown from aside from That's So Raven? Is he was a comedian?
Major Pain.
Oh, okay. I remember Major Pain.
He was a kid in Major Pain.
And was he out there?
Oh, yeah, he's out there. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Drugged out.
Oh, that kind of out.
There's not a podcast he won't turn down going.
Yeah, he got to make his money somehow.
Yeah, I know.
All right, 215-592.
I got more now since he went there. I got plenty of more.
Whoa.
Oh, wow, now we're hitting microphones. This guy's out of control.
The Ike Surfside Invitation. You surfside it up over there, buddy?
Not more. 215-592-9494.
The Sixers now have the third pick. Have you been given hope again? Because I have. I'm feeling good today about the Sixers. They didn't do anything aside from sit there, but they got the number three pick.
Right.
And I think it's exciting. Something else that's exciting, enormous news in Major League Baseball coming up next. I mean,
I'm excited.
Enormous, enormous, enormous news. Something that we have been waiting on for years. Talk about Cloud 9. This news puts Ike on Cloud 9.
Yes, it does.
We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.